When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just for a little
there
bit.
There is Andy.
Oh, it's an unusual way of doing it, but we're doing it nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
We're normally coming out of the 5 o'clock news strong, well, yep. Which we did with Coons, obviously. But the quiz is one of the great highlights. In fact, you know what? It sort of makes a lot more sense mm-hmm. doing it here because it is the week in review.
What is?
And it's a great way to finish the week that's been
and
on our program.
1-300-736-736. Lines are well and truly open if you want to have a crack at the quiz. And why wouldn't you? Because we have a stay and play giveaway, which includes one night twin share accommodation,
amazing.
Two rounds of golf. You can go in the Arvo and
amazing.
The morning. Full buffet breakfast and a $10 bistro voucher. Thanks to the Club Tokemwall. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did. You got it right.
Tokemwall. Australia's premier Murray River golfing destination with two, not one, but two top 40 golf courses. Talk to the golf package team today and they'll fix you up. Including in that, and this is a golfing bonanza.
Yeah.
18 holes of golf for you and a mate with a cart. Get 18 holes of golf for two with drinks and a cart midweek for just $99. Value written all over
classy
that.
Classy cocktail.
Visit clubmandalay.com.au. Hang on, Andy.
Don't
there's more
me,
entertainment
no,
that we're going to be providing.
You're just being silly now.
We are giving a Brick Lane dining experience for two, including a three-course meal and
do you know
Brick
what
Lane
you're doing?
Beers. Brick Lane's
congratulations.
One Love Pale Ale is the taste of summer.
Do you know what you're doing here? This is a bit irresponsible by you.
Well, there's that package right there is worth over $1,000. I'm willing to say when you're throwing the two nights of com at the Club Tokemwall, Australia's premier Murray River golfing destination, and you throw that in there.
Yeah.
And everything that's going. Now, this is the week the was quiz. So all the it's the theme. All the questions will be. Sometimes loosely, based around the goings-on during the week.
Yeah, well, they generally are.
And whoever answers question number 10 is going to be the great prize winner. And I just want to put...
Coco.
There's some of us in the quiz game that take great pride and put a lot of work into this quiz.
Yeah!
What I heard with Kane and King this morning... It was a disgrace to the quiz competition.
Are they still going with that cockamamie
it
quiz
is
of theirs?
The greatest cockamamie
thing. Oh, it's
thing.
All over the joint.
Anticlimactic.
It's a shambles.
It's not of no interest. And I know Kingy wants to get rid of it. I'm not in favour of getting rid of a quiz per se, but the quiz that they're dishing up has no merit. No, if you're going to do a quiz, do it properly, please, boys.
And don't try and reinvent the wheel.
No.
But you don't need to.
That's right. If it's this one, the week that was quiz, or the Mizuno a challenge, I think we nailed it both times.
Well, you are the master.
And again, Mizuno, what a terrific job they did on the Corey Homicide Williams
supplying
Day.
Supplying the golf balls today, magnificent work by them.
And just a shout out to my good friend Nigel Purchase. He put together...
Oh my God, he did a power of work today.
He put together the Parkey Golf Day, and he's done the same for Corey. The heart that man has is extraordinary.
It's as big as a barking pumpkin.
It is. It is. It's big.
And by the way, vouch for his sister and your wife.
Yes.
About the proposal story that you've got wrong.
Well, I didn't get it wrong.
No, you did. You were sitting down on the lavatory. She was on the edge of the bath.
Well, that's been the theme that's coming through, but
No, I'm backing Nige and Melinda.
No, he only knows because of what
I'm backing Melinda.
Melinda told him.
Yeah, calm down. She's got a far better recall of anything than you.
Yeah, no, I'm willing. But the principle of what took place
right.
was there, and clearly
I
was caught up in the moment. Just wanted to
it was a big moment.
Get rid of some baggage, and the conversation flowed, and we got to where we needed to get
That's
to,
a bit
Andy.
Unpleasant.
Hey, let's start out in Moonee Ponds with Benjamin. Ben, good afternoon to you, my friend.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Ben.
Matter of fact.
You're going to be starting the quiz here. We've got 10 questions. No one in the history of the competition has ever run the table. You have that opportunity to do it. So
No,
I wouldn't be so
good
negative.
Luck, Ben.
You
I
never
like the
know.
Cut of his chip.
You've got 5 seconds. So I'll ask the question. You've got 5 seconds to answer it. If you don't answer it, Andy's got the stopwatch out.
Oh, my word, I might look ready. Yeah.
There it is.
I'm trying to find the name of that pizza joint in Sydney Road. I want to order some pizzas on the way home, but I've got the quiz up.
Just focus on the quiz, will you?
Delicious.
Ben, just the one on the corner of. Anyway, don't worry.
Yeah. Ben, question one.
Coco.
Away. Yeah. How many times did Jason Dunstall, the legend, the chief, kick 100 goals in a season?
4.
That is incorrect, my friend.
Oh, that's no good.
Ryan's in Mornington. Riza Linko. Hey, Riza. How many times did Jay Dunstall kick 100 goals in a season?
I think it was 6.
Bang. Excellent, Ryan. Who do you bag for, Ryan?
Melbourne.
Oh, well, you still knew that. He's a legend, and you clearly follow your footy. Hey, which team is the number one seed in the Western Conference for this year's NBA Finals?
OKC.
That's correct.
Number one seed, are they?
Yeah, the finished top of the West.
Well, that's how it works, yeah.
OKC, well done for you. Question three.
OCT.
Just explain to me why you think it's...
Oklahoma starts with O. City starts with C. Thunder starts with T. O-C-T.
There.
It's not that hard. But someone at the very outset's made a blue, and that's okay. It's not too late to change.
All right, fair enough.
And we had the bloke on from OCT,
yeah,
the beat writer, and he thought, actually, there's a bit of merit in that.
It's okay.
Remember?
Steven.
We had that bloke on a couple of years ago.
That's true. Question three.
It was just banter.
Riser, Charlie Cameron was reported for a dangerous tackle on which Melbourne player? Question three. There's
Benny.
Three in a row. I'm liking the way you're going about it, Riser.
Benny, who fell over on question one, number one right now, is thinking, my God, this is the easiest quiz I've ever heard.
Oh, this might pull him up a little bit.
All right.
Question four. Which WNBA club or team or franchise, whatever way you want to call it, drafted Caitlin Clark with the pick one in the WNBA draft?
Indiana.
Bang.
Just to show off, Ryan, do you know their nickname, the Indiana what? You're through. Do you know what they are?
No, I do. I do not. No.
Is it the Fever?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Andy Ma.
Thank you.
Question five. Which NBL club was Corey Homicide Williams playing for when he won the league MVP in 2010?
Townsville.
Correct.
It was, huh?
Do you know what they were called? Because they've had two names over their journey. What were they called then, Riser?
Crocs,
that's right. Do you know when they initially came into the competition what they were called?
No.
Suns.
Townsville. How about that?
Is that five? We have the question.
We have five in a row.
Is Riser got five in a row?
Five in a row.
So he's already going to win something.
Oh, we're giving him a little something.
Because five is a...
That's right.
And building.
Well, we've got five more, Riser.
Riser. Question. Just point out, Riser's halfway through doing what no one's ever done before.
Correct. Beyond him. Can I say this? I've got the answers in front of me, and I also have the questions, which I need to have in order to ask the questions.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a chance we're seeing history in the making here.
I'm just a little, I don't want to overplay it. Mm. I'm just a little excited right now.
My arousal levels are just, there is all sorts of things
you're
going.
You're excited.
That's
feel
right.
These nipples.
There is a tingling feeling permeating throughout the loin area.
You are doing things to us in here, Ryan, that have not been done to us for some time. So,
hey, Riser, question six: who did the Melbourne Storm beat 18-12 last night?
Yeah, I got no idea.
Yeah, you do. Who?
Bum bum.
Oh, Riser, stay on the line though, because you've won 18 holes of golf for you and a mate with a cart at Club Mandalay. Because that is a spectacular performance. Five in a row. Well done.
Jeez, we pumped it up.
It ain't over yet, McGavin. The way I see it, we've only just begun.
That's right. Daniel's son is in Mill Park. Dan, the man. Good afternoon, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boys.
Yeah, we're Daniel. Flying along. Good. Looking forward to the weekend. A lot of footy on the agenda. Good. I got two games to coach.
I got one. I got one.
You got one on Sunday?
Correct.
We're up Dan, Mill Park.
The powerhouse from South Morang.
The Whittlesey, what are they called? The Whittlesey, the basketball team there, the Whittlesey.
Wanderers?
No.
Wolves?
Do you know what they're called, Dan?
Aurora Borealis.
The Rangers.
They're Dandenong Rangers.
Whittlesey.
Jeez, I can't. I've had a mental blank. Anyway, Dan, let's move on. Question six. Yeah.
Like a respect for the opposition.
Who? They're not in our league.
Oh.
Who did the Melbourne Storm beat 18-12 last night?
The Roosters.
Of course they did. What a game. Did you see any of it?
All done. No dinner. Oh, hang on.
That was a very good rooster.
It was a chicken, though. It wasn't a
no,
rooster.
No, that was rooster.
Did those roosters do that?
No, roosters goes, cuckoo.
That's not bad either.
Thank you.
Our Whittlesey Pacers.
That's it. How did you know?
Oh, that's came to me.
That's it.
Well, I
know. Nah, someone must have told you.
Yeah, Lincoln Continental.
Right. Daniel-san, four more questions and you're going away with a swag of prizes, which
can you stretch it out for the next 14 minutes if you could?
Question number seven.
Nothing left to talk about.
Who shocked? you still with me, Dan?
Yeah, I got you there, boy.
Beautiful. Who shocked the Oly Roos 1-0 last night in an Olympic qualifier?
Was it Iran?
No, it wasn't.
No, sir.
No, Dan, apologies. Kirk's in Roval. Kirk.
Daisy.
Hey, Kirk. Going? Is Kirk abbreviated for something? It's not, is it?
Kirkland.
Is it Kirk?
No, it's after Captain Kirk in Star Trek. My mum's Trekkie.
Nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Very. It's got an kind of American feel for it.
And
Kirk.
Yeah. Have you got any brothers in the family, Kirk?
No brothers. No.
Righto. Have you ever asked your mum if you had another brother, given the fact that she's a Trekkie? Have you ever asked your mum or dad what your brother might have been called?
Yeah, she told me Spock.
Yeah, right.
No, she wasn't.
And the daughters, the sisters, I beg your pardon, have they got Star Trek-related names as well?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, there would have been female characters in Star Trek, though, weren't there? I'm not a Star Trek.
Trekkie? You're not a Trekkie?
No, not at all.
Yeah, they had the funky hairdo.
What are their names?
I don't know. No, you got
Kirk, do you know the names of the characters from the female characters in Star Trek?
Oh, I don't.
No. Andy, sorry, mate.
Oh, well.
Anyway, that was good.
No,
it
was.
Killed a couple of minutes.
Hey, Kirk.
This is great banter.
We're up to question seven. Who shocked the Oly Roos?
Really, I got
was it really a shock? I don't know if it was.
No, of course it was.
Who shocked the Oly Roos 1-0 last night in an Olympic qualifier?
Was it Iran?
No, it wasn't. Andrew is in Beveridge.
Oh, speaking of.
Andrew.
Hey,
Zane. That's the way.
Oh, it's the name, isn't it? Like yeah. It's the name on anyone's lips today.
What
Beveridge.
Do they call you, Andrew? Like I get called Drewy, Drew, Andy.
My last name's Cooper, so I get called Coops a lot.
Coops.
Right, yep.
They don't abbreviate the Andrew or the Drew or the Andy.
Oh, Drewy.
Yeah.
Drewy, I do get Drewy a lot.
Yeah. I like Cooper. Hey, Coops. Who shocked the Oly Roos 1-0 last night in an Olympic qualifier?
Was it Indonesia?
Yeah, it was. My word, it is.
Shouldn't
three
be a
questions
turn up.
To go.
There's 275.5 million of them.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, question number eight.
You know their president
80,000.
Yeah, I do. I can see him right now.
Joko Widodo.
Yes. I had his face.
What's the capital of Indonesia?
The capital of Indonesia.
I'm from Maui.
No, give me a chance for this.
Take your time. Push this out to 5:54 p.m.
Is
Jakarta.
Oh, how did I not get that?
I don't know.
That's
what do you know? The official language of Indonesia?
No idea.
Indonesian.
Oh, well, there you go. Hey, Andrew. are you still there, Andrew?
Hello. No,
Andrew, you got me.
I got you.
You're just cracking up there a little bit.
Hello.
I don't know. It was just the, just a bit sort of upset that a little bit of history, a bit of geography
on,
we're
man.
Going through. Yeah. How many goals? Question eight. How many goals did Aaron Norton kick last night?
Six.
Of course.
She's good.
Two kind questions.
Kind of unusual.
To go.
Not the dogs, he's but of, the dogs, if you know what I mean.
Very unusual way he holds the footy for the set shot.
Yeah. effective.
Well, very effective last night.
Has he been that way throughout? He's had some issues, hasn't he, with accuracy?
He hasn't been rock solid, but he hasn't been. He's not like yippie or anything.
No.
But no. He was good last night.
My word. Andrew, question number 9. You answer these two correct and you're getting the prizes. You're off to, hopefully, you like your golf.
Disappointing, guy.
Nine. Which.
What?
Hey? Are you with me still there, Drew Bagger? Coops?
Yeah.
What's going on in the background?
Oh, that phone's in all sorts of trouble.
Are you there, Coops?
Oh, this is good radio.
I'll be in.
Okay. Which Australian cricketer this week signed for Washington Freedom in the Major League Cricket League?
Come on.
It's time to go. It's time to go now.
John is in Preston. Good afternoon, John.
G'day, boys.
Hey, Johnny. John, Preston is an emerging suburb. I tell you what, it is.
The further you go down High Street now these days.
Unbelievable.
It's going absolutely gangbusters. Bunter. It is.
It is.
Did you see that High Street Northcote was rated the best street on the planet?
What?
Correct.
On the planet?
The coolest street. Coolest street on planet Earth.
The coolest, as the in coolest, trendiest?
Yeah. Coolest street.
Oh, I don't know.
So from the top of the, probably from the top of the hill. How far down would you have to go, Johnny? From the top of the hill down to where the maybe the Sacred Heart Mission joint is? The down there?
Yeah, maybe about a K, I reckon.
Yeah. Coolest street on the planet.
What's going on down there?
Oh, no, it's beautiful. Great fashion joints, great restaurants, great cafes.
Right?
Yeah, a couple of
It's the new
pubs,
sort of Chapel Street
bars.
Of the world.
Oh, it's moved, but gone. It is given Chapel Street. The North's given the South complete windburn for a start.
Is that right?
For a start. Oh, thank you, Johnny. I'm glad John agrees with us.
Oh, John.
You need to really get over there.
No, I've been. I grew up around. They had an old basketball four-court stadium there. I used to go down there a lot. It was in the back end. It was in it. But it was a bit dodgy
back
then.
We're talking about practice, man.
The Coburg facility down there on the Coburg Lake.
Near the near the swimming pool.
Yeah,
where the swimming pool.
Spot on.
Yeah, and then there's Pentridge just before. Old Pentridge.
Have you seen what's happened to Pentridge?
It's all units.
Oh, it's amazing.
Jeez, it'd be
village.
It is a village.
It is, Johnny.
There'd be some spooky sort of stuff going on there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
At night time.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
My mum says I'm cool.
Hey, John.
Got rid of a minute.
Yeah, mate.
Which Australian...
Well, that's getting closer.
No.
Getting
which
closer.
Australian cricketer this week signed for Washington Freedom in the Major League Cricket League?
Is it Moses Henrich?
No. No, it's not. It's not.
And we wish him all the very best.
Speaking of Dan South, Jared's in Black Rock.
That's South.
It's another. That's what I said. Speaking of Dan South.
It's sort of the end of the road, isn't it, Black Rock? Or is it Beau Morris I'm thinking of? You sort of can't, once you get in there, there's kind of you got to turn around to
you
come
got
out.
The big roundabout with that clock in the middle is sort of in Black Rock. And you know that when you're going
along
the
beach. I don't
know
that part of the world very well.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jared.
I like Bowie.
Jared?
JD, how are you?
Yeah, flying along.
20
You're
seconds.
A lucky man living in... Are you living in Black Rock or are you just there?
I live in Black Rock.
Yeah. No, beautiful place. Beautiful. Yeah, it is. Well done to you.
Yeah. Hey, gateway to the Mornington Peninsula.
Yeah. Hey, Jared, can you tell me which
30,
Australian cricketer
seconds.
This week signed for Washington Freedom in the Major League Cricket League?
Glenn Maxwell?
Well, that's the one. And the good news
so
for you, Jared.
Individual quality.
We are down to the final.
The penny
this
bunger.
Is question 10. Get this right and you win the quiz and then we pad for another 11 minutes.
No, not that long.
Testicles to pull this off, bro.
Right.
Hey, Jared.
Big guy.
Yes.
No, not yet. Jared, concentrate.
It's an MCG solution.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
Rod is just
he's trying
dumping.
To
oh, God.
Hey, Jared. Which concentrate?
I can't believe it.
Which Italian club knocked Liverpool out of the Europa League this morning?
Atalanta?
Yes! Oh, Jared! Apologies to everyone else on the line, but Jared's just gone bang and he's picked up a stay and play giveaway, which includes one night twin share accommodation, two rounds of golf, Arvo a morning, full buffet breakfast, and a $10 voucher thanks to Club Token Wall. Australian Premier Murray River golfing destination with two top 40 golf courses. I haven't played them, but by all reports, they are magnificent.
I think it's going in.
Just give them a buzz. Call up the Club Tokemoor golf package. Oh, geez. Team
what
today.
You?
Just got a bit going on. 18 holes of golf for you and a mate at the beautiful Club Mandalay. It's fantastic. And a Brick Lane dining experience for two, including a three-course meal and Brick Lane beers.
Get on the beers.
Brick Lane's One Love Pale Ale is the taste of summer. All that coming your way. Jared, congratulations.
Sounds good. Cheers, Gazzy.